stand together and let's give praise to that one. Hallelujah. 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 Just before we praise him some more, that one in that song and in the truth of Scripture is about a number, but it's about more than a number. There is only one as far as numbers of God, but he is one in that there is nobody else like him. He is unique. In other words, the one and only God, and we get to feel his presence this morning, and we are privileged to know him this morning and to worship him. And there's nobody like him. There's no healer like him. He can heal your body today. There is no savior like him. His blood can cover your sin. You can be baptized in the name of Jesus, that one God, and those sins washed away, and then to receive his spirit. Thank God for the wonderful truth that there is only one sole, unique God. And you know, there's always time to call upon the Lord. We just received a request. Junior Bolanos family, his grandmother passed away. She lives in the country of Mexico. And we're going to pray for Brother Junior and that family. Also, Brother Mike Morgan's mother, Wanda King, who formerly attended this church, also passed away. And so we want to remember Brother Mike and his family for the comfort of the Lord right now. To these two families, would you pray to that God right now? Lord, you are our comforter. You comfort us. You've comforted us from our sins. I thank you, Lord, for abiding with us and being with us. And now give these families not only the comfort that they need, but be manifested in their homes and in their minds and in their hearts and in their lives. We pray for your spirit to comfort every member of both of these families, Jesus. We love these men and we thank you for them and their family. And now we're asking, and you will be there. You are there with them right now. Especially manifest yourself. Isn't it wonderful to have the family of God? Amen. And our great Father and the church is our mother. And so we're blessed today. We are really blessed to have both Brother and Sister Slayton with us, and we'll meet them just a little bit later, although they are no stranger here. We're so glad they are here today. And then also, for the very first time, to be in services with us on this weekend, Brother Charles Robinette. God has wonderfully used this man in the German-speaking nations overseas, and he superintends that work, as well as has pastored a church. Now is transferring and transitioning to the work of international evangelist. And God has already used him, and he is going to operate in his calling. And the Lord has gifted him to be able to preach this gospel with a great anointing. I thank God for Brother Robinette. I've read many reports about the good news and about the great happenings that have happened in the midst of revival over there. And we thank God. His wife did not get to be with him today, and his two precious girls not able to be here. They just came back from being overseas, and so they're just getting settled in that. We certainly understand. Brother Robinette, we're very glad you are with us today. And not only do I say this, but this church says, flow in the Holy Ghost. Let God speak through you to us both this morning and tonight. We welcome you to Apostolic Pentecostal Church.
Well, come on, why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? Somebody lift up your voice, and would you shout unto God with a great shout of praise? Hallelujah! Come on, let's do that some more. Would you clap your hands some more? Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking as we were singing that song about one God and one name, Jesus. I was on the airplane yesterday and I was flying from North Little Rock over here and I sat down next to this 81-year-old Catholic woman. And she began to tell me about how her son had just converted from Catholicism to being a Lutheran pastor. And I probably wasn't as delicate as I should have been. I said, well, that's not much of a conversion. I said, if you had told me he converted from Catholicism to Pentecost, I said, that would have impressed me. She said, what in the world is Pentecost? And I said, well, I can tell you we don't believe in three gods. She said, well, we don't either. I said, well, then you need to talk to your Pope. I said, because apparently the Trinity means three co-equal, co-eternal, coexistent gods. She said, our Pope believes that? Spent about an hour and 35 minutes talking to her about the mighty God in Christ Jesus. She said, you've got to talk to my son about this mighty God in Christ Jesus. We talked, we prayed, I'm going to tell you, there is a great revelation of the name of Jesus that is overtaking the globe right now. Right now, people are being filled with the Holy Ghost in every nation, in every culture, in every language, and people are getting a revelation of the mighty God in Christ. I just spent last week, I had just come home from 10 days in the German-speaking nations, and we had 17 Bible school campuses this semester and 228 students, and 10 of those campuses were in Trinitarian churches. And I was teaching in one of the churches in Mönchengladbach on a Wednesday night. I tried to get to all 17 campuses, but I was only able to get to 11 of those campuses in that short period of time. And But I did get to all of the Trinitarian campuses. And while I was teaching in that campus, the pastor of the church just stopped me as I was teaching. And he said, wait a minute. He said, you believe that they are all one? He said, they're one God, not three? I said, absolutely. He said, then baptize me right now in Jesus' name. We baptized him in Jesus' name. Then his saints lined up and we baptized his saints in Jesus' name. That night, 20 people were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. In 10 days, 87 people were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Finished that service that night, and Pastor Paul came to me and he said, Brother Robinette, he said, you don't know me. He said, this is our first time meeting. He said, but I am the superintendent of 400 Congolese Trinitarian churches in this nation. He said, would you please come to our district meeting and our annual board meetings in April? He said, I need you to preach to all of my pastors the mighty God in Christ Jesus. He said, if you can get enough teachers, he said, I can give you my word. He said, I can get you in every one of their churches preaching the mighty God, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, baptism in Jesus' name. It's happening right now. I leave Germany and fly down to Switzerland, and wound up in Zurich, where Pastor Holzman, our missionary there, is doing such a phenomenal job reaching the Trinitarian pastors in that northern part of Switzerland. He's working with about 17 Trinitarian pastors, and I taught in their Bible school there. Man, we had an incredible outpouring of the Spirit. But afterwards, these pastors that we've already baptized came to me and said, can you come back in October? We have 9 more churches that want to hear about this mighty God in Christ. Would you organize teams that will come and preach to all of these churches? And I am just so confident that Brother Sladen is going to let me off of deputation so I can go back and be there. Isn't it great that Brother Sladen's here? God is doing mighty and wonderful things all over the world. And what a great hour to be in the church. And what a great hour to be apostolic. And what a great hour to be able to give sacrificially and advance the kingdom of God through giving. Praise God. One more time, would you just lift up your hands all over this place, and would somebody lift up your voice as loud as you can, and would you call on the name of Jesus, and would you shout that name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And while you turn there, let me say what a great honor it is to be here with Brother and Sister Sladen. We love them so very much. We thank God for their leadership and ministry and the opportunity to be with them in a service. I don't think we've had many opportunities. And so I thank God that I get to be with them today. And of course, to be with this tremendous apostolic church. I don't know why I've not had the opportunity to be through here, but Brother Williford, thank you for letting me come and be here this Sunday. And we just had Brother and Sister DeLong with us in Vienna, Austria, and what a great time we had together. Many people were filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name, and I see some of the group that were with us, and I'm glad to see you all, and what a tremendous impact they made in the nation of Austria. Thank you for sending them. Thank you for giving sacrificially. Acts chapter 2. And verse 1, the Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 17 simply said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out of those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I want to simply preach for just a few moments here today. Simply this, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. One more time, would you put your Bibles down, and all over this place, would you clap your hands with all of your might? And somebody, would you truly let out a great shout? Oh, come on. Would you lift your voice? Would you praise the Lord? Would somebody praise the Lord with all of your might? Oh, hallelujah. Come on, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, would you lift up your voice and begin to speak with other tongues? Would you shout with a great shout? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before you're seated, I would like you to shake hands with two or three people and look them right in the eye and tell them, say, you cannot outgive God. One more time, clap your hands to the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am convinced that we are living in the very last of days. There has never been an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like we are witnessing right now, sweeping this globe. In every nation, in every culture, every language, every color of people, every religious background, everybody is being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Everybody is getting the revelation of the mighty God in Christ Jesus globally. It's not a small thing. I was just in Norway just maybe 2.5 weeks ago, where on a Sunday morning in Norway, 36 were filled with the Holy Ghost and 10 were baptized in Jesus' name, and 40 people testified of notable miracles, how God had immediately and miraculously healed their bodies. Since just last weekend in Sugar Land, Texas, on Sunday morning, 28 were filled with the Holy Ghost and 5 were baptized in Jesus' name and 10 received mighty miracles. One person came up out of a coma after we prayed for them. I want you to understand, God is doing mighty and wonderful things right now. In Michigan just about 3 weeks ago, where on a Sunday morning, 43 were filled with the Holy Ghost and 20 were baptized in Jesus' name, and God filled over 80 people with miracles, immediate miracles, where blind eyes were opened and deaf ears were unstopped, and people with back disorders were instantaneously healed. God is doing it right now. And I've got news for somebody. God is going to do it right now in this place today. And if you believe that, you ought to get on your feet and clap your hands and shout unto God. Come on and praise the Lord. If you have faith, you ought to praise God. If you have faith. Greater works are happening right now. There is greater outpourings of the Spirit than there's ever been. And greater miracles are happening now than have ever happened before. And mighty demonstrations of the Spirit of God are literally overtaking the globe right now. Remember being in Tampa, Florida last year, and we were in a missions conference just like this, and there was a mighty a spirit of giving that overtook the crowd, and people began to give in measures they had never given before. They had come, Brother Sladen, with one idea in their mind, but as the Spirit of the Lord began to move, people were compelled in the Holy Ghost and began to double their pledges and began to double their sacrifice. And in the midst of that sacrificial giving, all of a sudden there was a release of power in the building, and in a matter of seconds 77 people were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You cannot outgive God. It doesn't matter. You can't outgive Him. I dare you to try. I am convinced that our miracles and our demonstration of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost, I believe sometimes it is held hostage by the amount of giving that we have. I believe that when we sacrifice, it's as if we put a key into the heavens and we open up the door, and all of a sudden there is a release of power and provision and anointing and demonstration like there has never been before. I was just in Geneva, Switzerland, maybe 3 Sundays ago, and man, something overtook that place. On that Sunday morning, this church has never done a missions offering before, and this may not sound a lot like a lot to you, but they're just a small body in Geneva, Switzerland. But on a Sunday morning, the pastor felt compelled to do a sacrificial offering for missions, and they took up in one service 10,000 euro, but when they gave that offering, it was like something broke loose in that church, and all of a sudden, all of the years that it had been held prisoner, and the years that they'd not had breakthrough, and the years that they struggled, the moment they gave sacrificially, it was just as if something tore down every wall and broke every chain, and all of a sudden there was a release of power, and in a matter of seconds, 14 people were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. You can't outgive God. I remember being in Sugar Land, Texas, just maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, on our last deputation, and I had just been on the phone with one of our pastors in the nation of Switzerland, and he had said to me they could not afford to send their kids to camp, and I felt compelled, and I said, brother, what do you need to make this happen? And he said, well, we need 500 euro, and I said, consider it done. I said, tell all of your kids that they can go to camp, and we will get the money and make sure that it happens. I got off the phone, and my wife looked at me and she said, now where are you getting 500 euro? And I said, well, I don't know, honey. I said, I just know. I know if we will give by faith, God will make up this difference. And I got to our hotel. We pulled up there in that little Marriott courtyard in Sugar Land, Texas. And I come walking in. And as we enter the door of the hotel, there's a man sitting there. And he walks up to us and he says, are you the missionary family I've been waiting for? And I didn't know if I was. But I, you know, and when you get that question, you, as a missionary, you want to be that person. And so I said, yes, I'm sure we are. And he said, wait right here. And he went to his car and pulled out a paper bag. And he said, today you made a pledge. He said, God heard your pledge. He said, in this bag is $5,000. I said, who are you? Because we're coming to see you again. He said, who I am doesn't matter. He said, what you need to know is who he is. He said, he heard your prayer. He saw your gift of faith. And he knew that because you made that sacrifice, that he could not leave you. He said, God sent me here to not just give you what you needed, but to bless you abundantly, to prove to you that you cannot outgive God. He said, now you know, don't you ever hold back your giving. Because when you give, God will bless you abundantly. I remember that first, you, Brother Slayton, remember that when Brother Willoughby preached that first time that we took up that miracle offering, and if I remember correctly, he had written that check for $10,000 and challenged everybody to write a check for $10,000 or an IOU. And I was sitting on the platform that night, and I'm not sure why I was on the platform, but I was on the platform, and I had one of those old Nokia flip phones, and my wife was in the nosebleed section of that stadium we were in, and I felt like God said, make a $10,000 pledge right now. And I felt like I needed to confirm that with my wife. And so I opened up my phone and I was trying to call her in the stadium, and as I was trying to call her to tell her God has said we need to give $10,000, she was trying to call me at the same time to tell me God did not say give $10,000. And because we were calling each other, we couldn't reach each other. And so, like every man, I assumed that silence was confirmation that we were in one mind and one accord. And so I hung up that phone and said, thank you, God, for that confirmation. And I walked up to the platform and I put down that pledge. I said, give us some time. We'll do a $10,000 pledge. And I walked down off the platform and I tears streaming down my face, and my wife met me in that altar and tears were streaming down her face, and different reasons completely. We were standing there with our hands upraised, just trusting God. We can't outgive him. We can't outgive him. He will make a way. He will bless this pledge. He will make a way that where there seems to be no way. And I remember standing there and just feeling a hand reach into my suit coat. And I didn't open my eyes. I was really hoping it was what I thought it was. Pulled that check out of my pocket. In that check was a $20,000 check and a note that simply said, you cannot outgive God. And I've come in the Holy Ghost to tell somebody today. You came with one thing in your mind, but God has something else for you. And you have prayed and you have asked God for blessings in certain areas of your life. And today, God is about to test you. If you will give by faith, if you will just reach out and say, I know, God, I had this one plan, but right now, I feel the Holy Ghost leading me to do something even bigger and better. I've got a word for you. Get ready. A blessing of the Holy Ghost has already been released, and it's in the atmosphere, and things you've asked for are going to be unlocked. Somebody lift your hands right now. I feel faith right now. I want you to lift up your hands and I want you to simply begin to call on the name of the Lord. I feel faith here right now. Shh. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to speak in other tongues. Lift up your voice and begin to speak in the Holy Ghost. Let that power begin to flow. I remember being in the nation of Malawi, and we don't normally do a big sacrificial offering in Malawi. That's not normally what we do, but I was on the platform and the Lord spoke to me and just said, we've got to have a sacrificial moment. And oh, Brother Reaver, you should have seen it. Matter of fact, I wish I'd have thought to bring that video today, but I wasn't planning to talk about this, but I wish I'd have brought that video. But you should have seen those Malawian people, the crowd of Malawian people. They have absolutely nothing, no money, no everything they own they carry with them. And I watched as a spirit of giving broke out in that crowd, and people started bringing their shoes and their ties, and they started taking off their dress shirts, the only dress shirt they owned. And I know that sounds crazy, but you have to understand, it was the best they had, and they began to give the best they had, sacrifice and laying it on the altar. And there was, oh, such a great spirit of giving. Children that were bringing these dirty, broke toys that they picked up in gutters somewhere and laying them on the altar. And all of a sudden, as that spirit of giving began to break loose, over 1,000 people were filled with the Holy Ghost right in the midst of a sacrificial offering. Bus driver for the last 11 years. Every year they give us a new bus driver because every year we pray him through the Holy Ghost. And so our bus driver was in that service and something came over him, and he brought his watch, took his watch off and laid it in the altar, and brought his phone and laid it in the altar, and took off his Avis vest and laid it in the altar, and his Avis tie and put it in the altar, tears streaming down his face. But the moment he began to give by faith, instantly God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Instantly he began to speak with other tongues. Cannot outgive God today. I feel in the Holy Ghost to challenge this church. God is about to take you to a new dimension of the Spirit that you have never been to before. You've never seen signs and wonders like you're about to see. You've never seen an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like you're about to experience. This building cannot contain the harvest God is about to give you. But what God's going to do is he's going to match your sacrifice today. If you will give by faith, he will open up the windows of heaven. Stand with me today. You can't outgive God. You just can't outgive God. I remember being with Brother Linder, Harold Linder, our first missionary trip, Brother Slayton. And he had told me to come to his church on a Wednesday night, but it was an off night, you know, which wasn't too exciting. And it was a prayer meeting, so that it was kind of a bum deal. I was thinking, man, this is going to not be as great as it could have been, you know. And Brother Linder, when I got there, he said, all I want you to do is operate in the gifts of the Spirit. So that night, We had so many miracles. As a matter of fact, that was the night that God healed my wife of asthma. She took pills every day. She took inhaler every day. She had multiple emergencies every year. But in that service, God completely healed her of asthma. There was probably maybe 35 people, 40 people there that in that prayer meeting. And Brother Linder walked to the pulpit after that moment was done, and he said, God just spoke to me that we need to give a $30,000 offering to Switzerland. And I'm a faith guy, but I looked around that crowd and I thought, Brother Linder, you know, you should have started a little small. All of a sudden, he started just taking pledges. Brother Kurecha, you know Brother Kurecha, Brian Kurecha, him and his wife had a vehicle, and that was an older vehicle, and they had about $1,000 in their savings account. They were saving to buy a car. I remember Brother Kurecha came up and they came together. They were both crying for two different reasons again, him and his wife, and they wrote that check out for $1,000 and gave it in the offering, started driving home that night. Their car broke down on the side of the road. His wife said to him, maybe we should call Brother Linder back and tell him we need that money to fix the car. And Brother Kurecha said, nope, we're going to trust God. We're going to give by faith. We're going to make a sacrifice. And they walked home. The next morning, the phone rings. It's the car dealership in their neighborhood, the Nissan dealer in their neighborhood. It was the owner of the dealership. He said, I don't know why I'm calling you. He said, but I just felt like God said, call this number and give them a brand new car. You can't outgive God. I don't know what you're saving for. What you got in your mind, maybe it's for college, maybe it's for maybe a home, maybe it's a new car, maybe you got some other plan. But the kingdom of God is going forward. And we have an incredible opportunity today to make an unprecedented sacrifice. Somebody lift up your hands. I feel great faith here right now. I feel the Lord speaking to people right now. God is speaking to you right now. You came with one thing in your mind, but God is changing that right now. God is challenging your faith right now. God is quickening you to do something you've never done before, because God wants to do something for you that He's never done before. I remember being with Brother Rashidi Collins, and had a young college student saving his college for his college education, and he had come home for, at the end of the semester, was saving money to go back for another semester. In the middle of that sacrificial offering, he felt compelled of God to drain out his school account and give it to missions. Sure, that didn't thrill his parents. Gave it by faith. Monday morning, he went back to the college. Wanted to set up a payment plan with them so that he could still go back the next semester. College researched his records and said, you don't know anything next semester. He said, no, I do. I was saving. I never paid you. I gave it to the church last night. The administrator said, I'm sorry, but your bill's paid in full. He said, okay, then set me up a payment plan for the next semester. Started clicking on the computer. I'm sorry, son, that's paid in full. Can you check the rest of my years? They checked the rest of his record. I'm sorry, sir, somebody brought in a check and paid off all of your college. What are you waiting on? God is the greatest investment you can ever make. You can't outgive God. I made a crazy pledge. Brother Sladen knows. At General Conference this year, standing in the pulpit, the Lord spoke to me and said, give $20,000 in this offering. My wife was, it's such a funny story. My wife had a $100 bill, Brother Sladen. And this is the first time I've ever told this out loud to anybody. But it was so funny. My wife had a $100 bill she was going to give in that offering that day. And so funny. She was standing there next to Sister Herod. And she had that $100 bill when I said, the Lord just told me to give $20,000 in this offering. My wife said, well, I'm going to put that $100 back in my purse. She told Sister Herod, she said, that's probably the last time I'll have a $100 bill. 2 weeks later, Brother Sladen knows this. 2 weeks later, I get this check in the mail. All it said in the memo was, you can't outgive God. $20,000 check. Paid off my pledge without even thinking about it. I feel right now in the Holy Ghost, God is about to do something supernatural in this body. Unprecedented in this body. We're going to do two things here today. Unless the pastor yanks my chain. We're going to do two things. We're going to give a one-time sacrificial cash offering. Because the Holy Ghost is compelling us right now to do it. And then we're going to take up our pledges on a monthly basis. And I feel in the Holy Ghost, the sacrificial cash offering we're going to take up today is going to unlock the supernatural in this church. And the moment that we take a leap of faith, it's literally going to shred the atmosphere. And there's going to be release of power and demonstration and an anointing that is literally going to unlock revival in this city like has never been seen before. I want you to lift up your hands right now and shout unto God with a great shout. Lift up your voice for a few moments. Would you put your hand on somebody near you and say, I release faith right now into you. I release faith right now into you. Do you feel that in the atmosphere? Do you feel that something is happening right now in the atmosphere? You can reach out with your voice and begin to praise the Lord. There's something miraculous happening. I want you to listen to me before I turn this over to Brother Sladen. I want you to listen to me. Maybe you didn't come prepared today to give a sacrificial cash offering. It wasn't your plan, but you're feeling compelled of the Holy Ghost to do something you've never done before. I'm going to have the ushers begin to move around this place and pass out some offering envelopes. What I'm going to ask you to put on that envelope, of course, your name. If you didn't bring cash to do this, but you need 60 days to make this happen, or you need 30 days to make this happen, whatever you want to put on that, I want you to put the amount of a cash pledge you're going to give. And then Brother Sladen is going to come and instruct us on what we're going to do for our monthly pledges. But at some point in this service, we're going to come and bring both of those things, that cash pledge and that monthly pledge. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a release of demonstration and power. Our ushers are moving around right now. I'm going to move out of the room.
Just over a year ago, we were in a mission service in Texas. We'd been there a couple of times before for their missions conference. And I felt that kind of what I feel today in my spirit, just a churning, just can't get away from this. And I really didn't want to preach what I preached, but I had to do it. I felt to do it. And they had their system. They took their pledge and their cash offering. And they had never received over $30,000-$35,000 in the cash offering, the special offering in the pledge, not the monthly commitment, but the most they had ever, $30,000-$35,000 had been the max. And that day when they took up the pledges and they took up the cash on hand, that they were probably around the $26,000-$27,000 mark. And the pastor said, well, that's about normal. But I knew that God wasn't finished. And I told the church when I got up, I said, just get ready, because God is not finished and this is not all. And when we left that service, we were right below the $100,000 mark. It wasn't me. It wasn't anything I did. It was a God thing. I feel the same spirit in this place right now. And the pastor was, if I told you who it was, most of you would know him and know the church. I won't do that, but he was just awestruck. People were coming up and saying, I'm going to give my car. I have a car that it's a special car and I've restored it, but I'm going to give it. It's here it is. And it was one of those services where that just started happening. And the nearly 100,000 we took that day was not including the sale of the vehicles. That was just in cash and pledges. And I will tell you this, that almost all of that has come in. And I feel that same spirit here today. Praise God. You know, as missionaries, sometimes people have the wrong idea. The missionary supports, the missionary does everything. One of the worst things a missionary can ever do is pay everything for the national church. I'm going to tell you, because the national church will never be blessed till they start digging in their pockets. Oh, but they're poor. God didn't ask for amounts. He just asked to give. And when we teach that in our national churches overseas, it releases. You want to know churches that are having revival? They started to give and unlock God's blessings. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 13, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. I just want to say this. The reason we do what we do is because we're trying to bring hope to the world. Hope has been deferred for the world. They don't know who Jesus is. They're converting from Catholicism to Lutheran. But they need to know there's a hope. And his name is Jesus. If we're going to take the word to the nations, that word is Jesus Christ. And the reason we give, the reason we sacrifice, the reason we do what we do, the reason we make the pledges and the promises and dig deep and make some uncomfortable changes is not so that anybody can take credit or brag about it. It's not so that we can have mountains of money at the headquarters or even in this local congregation. The reason we do it is because there are people that need God. When I was 14, somebody reached out to this Baptist teenager and said, you need God. Not what you think God, not what you've been worshiping, but here's the one true God. There are people all over the planet that need Jesus Christ. So I don't want you to forget why we're doing what we're doing. I feel such an incredible move of the Holy Ghost in this place. You know how to make your pledges. You know what faith promise is. You know why we give and you know why we do what we do. I want you to stand all across this place. Our first step is stewardship. We have to be good budgeting. Then sacrifice. We have to make some uncomfortable decisions. And then faith is when we step into that realm where I don't have it, Brother Robinette. Our bank doesn't have it. My credit card doesn't even have it. But I believe by faith, God is going to help us to give it. I believe God is going to do that today. So I want us to pray in just a moment. As Brother Robinette said, you may have come with an amount. You may have come. This is what we do and this is what we're going to continue to do. But feel challenged, not by Brother Robinette, not by me, not by your pastor. Feel the challenge of the Holy Ghost. Feel the challenge of God's Spirit today saying, let's do this. Let's go here. Lord, that's a little uncomfortable, but it's by faith. Lord, I don't know if I can do that. That's right, you can't do it. But it's by faith. I believe God is going to do it. So this is what I want us to do. Brother Williford can change this if he feels necessary. We're going to pray. Our musicians are going to lead us into worship. We're going to pray. I want you to pray about your amount. I want you to pray about your sacrificial offering and your monthly pledge. The clock is ticking, church. The world is going to hell. They're just not going to be lost. Understand, they're going to hell. They're not just going to miss heaven. It's not just that they're going to miss heaven. They're going to hell. They will burn for eternity in hell. I know we don't preach much about that anymore. It's not just the lost. They're going to hell forever. We're going to pray and ask God to help us and speak to us. And as you feel led of the Holy Ghost, I want you to make your way. Brother Williford, they're going to set them down here. Just, you could turn your pledge card down, face down, in between these prayer cards. Find a missionary prayer card. And this is what I want us to do. When you put your faith promise and your one-time sacrificial offering envelope, lay them down here. And when you do, find a place to pray. Because God is going to begin to do some things in us today. Miracles, healings, provisions, answers, direction, clarity is here right now. And God's going to do. I'm not going to tell you when to bring your cards. We're just going to pray. And as you feel led of the Holy Ghost, when you have what God has spoken to you to give, you bring it up here and find. Let's fill this front. Let's fill these pews. Find us a place to pray. And let's let God begin to work in us. I want you to bow your heads with me right now. Lord Jesus, God, you are so good and so kind to us. Lord Jesus, God, speak to us right now. Challenge us in your spirit. God, not to leave the same, not to leave with the ordinary, but to leave baptized in the supernatural in this place today. Lord God, do a work. Let your word be fulfilled in this house today. Let us bring hope to our world, God, through our sacrifice, through our giving. Help us, Lord Jesus, we ask. He shalobo sata rabai. He lava shoto robo kataraba shoto lobo sata rabai. God, speak to our hearts right now. Lord, I bind every doubt, every unbelief, every flesh, every humanity that wants to get in the way of what you're doing. God, I bind it in your name right now. Release faith in this house. Release belief, God, in this place. Release it like we've never seen it or felt it before. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, church. Begin to pray. As you feel led of the Holy Ghost, come and leave your cards and find a place at the altar. If you can physically do it, I don't want you to stay in your pew and pray. I want you to make your way up here. There is something powerful when we take a step. There is something powerful in the Holy Ghost when we move out from where we are. With hope.